One of the biggest threats to most people's investment portfolios is one that is actually hidden in plain sight. If you're not careful, you could easily lose $500,000 or more of the money you're investing and growing. It's a big secret that's not really a secret that many investors like you and me are not always aware of. And so today I'm going to give you the information you need to make better informed choices with your investing so that you get to keep more of your money for yourself. You're probably enrolled in a 401k or have a Roth IRA or even a taxable account, and maybe your portfolio is mostly made up of mutual funds, which is what most people are invested in with their 401k accounts. But how many of us actually take the time to read the prospectus of the investments that we're buying in our accounts? And what is a prospectus anyways? Well, a prospectus is a formal document required by and filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, that provides details about an investment offering to the public. A prospectus is filed for offerings of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The mutual funds that you have in your 401k, your Roth IRA, your taxable account. The brokerage's prospectus of a mutual fund or ETF actually tells us what this big threat to our investment portfolio is, and its fees, whether it's a fee by a company that charges you to manage your portfolio or the expense ratio that retail investors like you and me get charged. These fees can all add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more. And don't worry, I've been enrolled in my 401k savings plan for almost 14 years and started becoming more aware of fees about 7 years into having my 401k. And since then, I've learned this is something you can easily understand the basics of so you can make the right adjustments today, especially if you're a DIY investor like me. And it starts with getting you to understand expense ratio, since we really don't have to worry about additional management fees for us DIY investors. Now, it's important to address what an expense ratio is. When choosing a mutual fund to invest in, you always want to make sure that you look at something called the expense ratio. An expense ratio is basically the percentage of the total amount invested in a fund that is charged to shareholders of that fund. This is a very important factor when investing in a mutual fund or ETF, exchange traded fund. Oftentimes, people are investing in a fund and don't even realize how much their expense ratio is, which means they don't know how much they're paying in fees. So think of the expense ratio for your mutual funds and ETFs like an annual operating expense that gets charged to all of us. So what is a good expense ratio? Well, right now, the expense ratio for one of my favorite index funds, Vanguard's U.S. Total Market Index Fund, VTSAX, is 0.04% or 4 basis points. For Fidelity's popular S&P 500 Index Fund, FXAIX, their expense ratio is 0.015%. Even the very popular Schwab U.S. Dividend Equity ETF, SCHD, has an expense ratio of 0.06%. So by comparison, the expense ratio of these funds is actually pretty small, and that's a good thing. So let's say, for example, you invested $500 every month into Vanguard's VTSAX, which has an expense ratio of 0.04%, for 40 years, earning what the market has averaged after inflation, about 8%. Without taking into consideration the expense ratio, at the end of 40 years, you will have about $1.75 million. That's not bad, right? Now apply the expense ratio of 0.04%, which gives you an average annual rate of return of 7.96% and a final total of about $1.73 million. Over 40 years, you paid about $20,000 in fees. And with all things considered, VTSAX is actually considered to be a pretty low cost index fund. And so this isn't bad considering that you saved $240,000 and the rest of it was all growth, minus the $20,000 that you had to be responsible for in fees. So what does this mean for funds that have higher expense ratios? Well, that's what we're going to address right now. If you can't already tell, fees are a big deal, and understanding how much you're paying in fees for your IRA, your 401k, and other investment accounts is very important. Whether it's actively or passively managed mutual funds or ETFs, you don't get those fees back. In the previous example, we used an expense ratio ratio of 0.04%. What happens when we have the same return in a similar fund that has an expense ratio of 1%, or you have fees that total up to 1%? Well, this is going to drop our average annual rate of return from 8% to 7% for a total 40-year amount of about $1.3 million. This means you've given up $450,000 over 40 years of your money compared to the $20,000 in the previous example. This is why having low-cost index funds can really help you maximize your returns. And maybe you're thinking, what about the mutual fund managers who can outperform the index? This is what they tell me. Well, studies have actually shown that the majority of mutual fund managers do not outperform the index that they are competing against. I personally have almost 14 years experience investing as a DIY investor. I know that's not a long time, but I've learned from other people like Paul Merriman, J.L. Collins, Warren Buffett, just to name a few, who have provided incredible education and tips on investing on your own and learning how to do this with index funds. I pretty much manage my own 401k, my wife's 401k, our IRAs, our HSAs, and now our taxable accounts. And I can tell you, for the time being, we're going to stick with index funds and ETFs that have expense ratios that are as low as possible. And full transparency, currently I'm invested in two funds through my 401k plan, where one expense ratio is 0.015% and the other is 0.06%. These are very low. Fidelity does offer some great index funds that have low expense ratios, and our plan is to always try to have index funds with expense ratios no greater than 0.1% or 10 basis points. Especially when you start to deal with other types of index funds, like maybe an international index fund, yes, the expense ratio is going to be a little bit more than your US-based index funds, but when you start to understand expense ratios, you quickly realize how simple it is for you to improve the long-term performance of your investment portfolio. I can't stress enough how important it is to get rid of one of the biggest threats to your retirement nest egg, to your wealth, and that is fees, that's expense ratios, because this ultimately does take away from what you're potentially going to earn in the future. Now, typically you'll find management fees on top of the expense ratio that you're already paying for those individual mutual funds or index funds or ETFs. There's also something called the turnover ratio, which basically represents how often trading is going on in a mutual fund or ETF. This is important for taxable accounts, especially because you're not just getting charged the expense ratio, but you're also responsible for the transactions that occur within the mutual funds, including index funds and ETFs. And I'll discuss turnover ratios and so many other factors within an index fund, mutual fund, ETF that you really want to be aware of at a later time, because today we're just talking about expense ratios. But for now, I want you to start understanding and questioning all investment fees. Investment companies should disclose this information to you, and you can typically find the expense ratio of most mutual funds, ETFs, on the brokerage company's website when looking over different funds. Find out what they charge per year and take that into account when you choose investment funds and investment companies. One of the greatest investors of our time, Warren Buffett, made the following statement in his 2017 letter to Berkshire Hathaway's shareholders. Performance comes, performance goes, fees never falter. Now, I'm a big fan of having a Roth IRA, and in the video on the screen, I'm going to unveil the secrets of this amazing wealth building tool that you need to have, especially if you're someone with income, if you have a job, if you work, you want to learn more about the Roth, check out the video on the screen, and I'll see you there. Peace.